And I've got to say, the pitch is getting better, as the groundsman said it would. We've had a little bit of rain on it, so it played. It wasn't as bumpy and bobbly. Backed by the support again, it would have been a travesty. But, you know, even if it had been 1-0 down or 1-1, I don't know what I would have said to you, lads. I don't know, because we can only do so much with putting crosses in. Okay, we're going to make mistakes. At times, Macca comes in on his left and kicks it over the bar, and Josh has a good chance and he slices it. But, you know, if they were top quality every minute of the day, they'd be in Premier League, so they're doing the best. And, you know, we had a lot of good performances again. So, you know, delighted and fully deserve 3 points, and we move on now.
Just another word about the crowd and the noise, that final few minutes, that was reminiscent to, you weren't here obviously for the Arsenal and the Aston Villa game, but I was thinking more about Liverpool in the Premier League on the final day of the season.
Yeah, no, it was
turned
it was
up to 11 and beyond.
You know, we could name them, Bury, Port Vale, a few where we've drawn this season, and we've battered teams, and we did the same again. And, you know, I've just looked back at their goal, I think it's about 5-1 touch passes, Swindon's goal, and then Abika slides a boy through, and it's a really good goal by them. I mean, we'd taken the chance to just go forward and to get a winner. And but it was about, if it's about character and desire, then we've got, as I keep saying, massive loads of it in that dressing room. So, you know, we'll keep doing what we're doing, and hopefully, as I keep saying, we'll want to finish as strong as we possibly can.
Yeah, Matt Kilgallen was talking about the dressing room and the atmosphere and the pride there is in playing for the team, especially at home in the big games, you know, when the crowd is right up for it as well, like that. You changed the shape of the side today with going three at the back, and then you changed it in the second half as well, because I know you got a bit of flat the other night for not changing things. But
did I? There's a shock, isn't there? There's a shock.
Did you change that today at the start of the game to go three at the back because of the way they were setting themselves up?
No, we looked at it. Without Nicky Law and Gilliard, we've only got really one wide player in Marsh. And we wanted to get Mezzer and Macca as high up as we could. We thought that that's the only second time they played a diamond, but we sort of read it that they would do, because I went to a diamond in the second half against Sheffield United the other night and played it well. And the seven, Gladwin, who sits at the top of the diamond, created, you know, caused Sheffield United a lot of problems. And I think if we'd have just gone with our normal 4-4 and, you know, too wide-ish if what we're trying to pigeonhole, maybe a Billy Clarkin off the line or something, it didn't feel right. But we also had the other alternative. If they went 4-4-1-1, Romain was just going to step in onto a beaker who'd play as one off the top. But it was more the fact we wanted three forwards, not wide. Marsh up, Charlie up and Jordy up, three inside their four, and Marsh will naturally drift out. He's created both goals again today. Outstanding performance by him, you know, a number of, he gets shots in, he gets crosses in, his assists is terrific, his work rate's excellent. We were always going three up, but then it all depended. And what we had to work on yesterday was, obviously with their diamond, we're out of possession. Mezzer and Macca had to go in and play as, you know, midfield players, and leave the three to deal with the two at the back. And then we changed it again. But yeah, listen, adaptable and flexible. And I've got to be honest, it's nothing to do with me. It's nothing. The players were outstanding today, the desire and that, and the fans were. But yeah, it's water for duck back to me. You get criticised the other night for what, playing the same system, you know, dominating the first half, not making changes. Well, you looked at the bench, we had four defenders and Ellis Hudson, who's not starting the game for us. So, listen, we'll do what we think's best. And if it works, fantastic. If it doesn't, then I'll get the flack. It's not a problem.
Well, you had a real old go today. Was that a game that 6 months ago you might have lost 1-0?
Nah, I don't know. I don't think so. No, well, we haven't lost at home, have we? So
no.
But Charlie White shows what a key signing he's been, because he's Johnny on the spot, isn't he?
Well,
you know,
we've
got
you
that man
that,
who can stick
and
it in there.
I agree totally with that. But I tell you what, his all-round game today. Take his goals out of it. His link-up play, holding the ball up, flicking it around the corner, putting people in. Again, I think it was another Marsh cross, wasn't it, where he's hit the inside of the post, a bit like at Coventry. They've got a good relationship at the minute, them two. You know, and Johnny on the spot, as you say. But I mean, Billy Clark's come on there and he's won the ball, he's flicked it over in, had the desire to win it again, slipped Marshy in. I've just watched it. Marshy, great ball across the front. Jones is almost pulling it in, but he's getting his shirt pulled off his back. And there comes Charlie. That's what you pay £250,000 for.
Yeah. Should you have had a penalty, did you think?
I thought we should have had a penalty the second half there, when the boy kicked Marshy's head off.
Yep.
I thought that was a...
Anywhere on the park he gives that.
Yeah.
What about the one in the first half though, when it was given as a free kick just outside there? Because I think the referee was thinking that the offence has started outside. right. And even though
I didn't think anything of that, I thought our two bookings were unfortunate compared to the boy wiped, was it Marsh, out in the first 20 seconds. Just because he's 20 seconds in the game doesn't mean you say you can't give him a yellow card. Meza's made a fair and an honest challenge for the boy. The boy's got the quick end, they've collided. Okay, harsh yellow card. The boy's run into Macker on the other one and booked him. So I thought the two bookings were very harsh. But it's not bookings we should be talking about, is it? It's the performance. It's everything about today. But as we know now, we'll have a really good week and look forward to going to playing on the telly, I think, first time this season. So I might get a haircut, might have a shave, who knows.
Scunthorpe won't be fancying playing.
They've lost again today.
After losing
I think they've lost in the 91st minute. It's another long journey back for them. They lost the other week at Dillingham. But they've still got very good players in the side, and they'll be looking forward to next Sunday to bounce back, because you know they've got a good squad. So, but we'll be back, no doubt, by a travelling army again. And we'll be doing everything in our power to get the 3 points.
Gives you a bit of a headache, doesn't it, Stuart? Because today we didn't really have the options Tuesday, but today you could bring Jones and Clark on. Gives you, you know, added firepower as well.
You've got
some decisions to make now.
Yeah, and Nicky Law will be back training with us early on. So you need options. It's not good just trying to throw people on for the willy-nilly sake, you know, and try to, you know, forcing. But we had a plan, you know, before the game, if it wasn't working or whatever, and we changed it, and you know, we opened ourselves up a little bit, hence they get the goal, because we did change it to go and win the game. But listen, it's all about 3 points, but today it was good entertainment for the fans. I'm happy we give them both today. We give them great entertainment and we give them a great result, and they give us great backing. So good.
Finally, after the win at Coventry last week, you said that the manager could have a drink but the players couldn't, because you had a midweek game, and the players allowed one tonight as well. There's an extra day and an extra hour to prepare for the game with the clocks going forward.
Sure, they can have a cup of tea or something. We'll rest up, but we'll work hard on what we worked about half an hour on what we're going to do today, yesterday, and went through it, and what, you know, and everyone knew the roles and they're all happy and content with it if they went like that. But the key was to play three up against them today, and you know, we had so many opportunities, didn't we? But anyway, we got what we wanted, and we move on, chaps.
Yep, we'll look forward to it next week, Stuart. Well done today. Enjoy your cup of tea today, tonight as well. I've got a feeling there might be something in it actually as well, and I don't just mean milk and sugar. Stuart McCall with us live on Pulse 2 Matchday Live. Terrific win, a 2-1 win against Swindon Town. We'll have a look at the contenders for the man of the match again shortly, and we'll also be having a word with one of the City players on Pulse 2 Matchday Live.